Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Phil.
Hello, how are you, Feifei? Have you been busy?
How can you tell? Yes, I have. I've been trying to sort out all the photos I've taken over the last few years, but there's so many. Choosing which ones to print out really is an uphill task.
I don't even want to think about sorting out the pictures on my phone, but I do want to think about that phrase you used, an uphill task. We use it to talk about something difficult.
So, think about walking up a steep hill. It takes a lot of energy and effort, doesn't it? So, an uphill task is something that's difficult and takes a lot of energy. I've literally got thousands of pictures to sort through.
That definitely sounds like an uphill task. Any task that looks difficult and takes a lot of determination to complete can be an uphill task. And we often use it when there's something working against us. So, if I fix something in my home, there's always something else that goes wrong straight afterwards. Keeping everything okay just feels like an uphill task.
Oh, Phil, you're doing really well dealing with all the uphill tasks in life. Here are some more examples of people using an uphill task.
Sorting out my unread emails is such an uphill task. As soon as I delete the ones I haven't read, more come in.
I'm going on holiday next week and I've got so much to do before I go. Getting it all done is such an uphill task.
I've got so many lines to memorise for a play this weekend. It's such an uphill task.
You're listening to The English We Speak and we're talking about the phrase an uphill task. Phil, I think we can use other words to replace task, can't we?
Yes, we can use uphill with struggle or battle, and it has this same idea that it will take a lot of determination to complete. The meaning is almost the same.
Learning a language can sometimes feel like an uphill struggle, but we're always here to help.
Yes, and that's all from us. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase.
See you then.
Bye.
Do job interviews stress you out? Do you want help with writing a CV or cover letter in English? In our new job application series, we talk about every step of getting a job in English, from search to interview to your first day, with helpful vocabulary and tips along the way. Follow Learning English for Work on your podcast app so you don't miss an episode, or head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.